and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Of year, and here in Houston, that is just lovely. Oh my God, we'll get a little break from the heat. So welcome in, and it is Friday, so it is Relationship Friday, Black Butter Love, helping your relationships with you and others, like relationships with yourself, or a relationship with yourself, and relationships with others. We're helping those relationships to grow and become happy, healthy, and wholesome. So tune in here to the Lotus Play, 641-715-3660. Participant code 64. No, that's not your code. Participant code is 549032. And don't forget to press the pound. And if you would like to make a comment, or if you have a question, just press star 6 and 1. And welcome in, Aja. How are you this evening?
Namaste. I'm splendid. I'm splendid, Black Rose. How are you?
Oh, namaste, namaste. I forgot I have to greet you with namaste. Yes, namaste, namaste. Doing well, yes. doing well. Enjoying the Friday. You know, it's Black Butter Love, and you know how I love talking about love and relationships and sex. And so Friday night, I always look forward to Friday night. I look forward to Women's Wednesdays as well. I look forward to Sundays too. I look forward to all our broadcasts. I really do. I'm always excited just to hear what people have to share. But to kick us off, Aja, do you have a... You always have a good news story. Do you have any good news that you want to share?
Well, I just it's not something that happened per se, but I just wanted to give recognition to the fact that more people are becoming more aware of the reality. Excuse me. They're coming more aware of the illusion versus the reality, should I say. What we have been taught versus what is true. Excuse me.
No problem. Versus the illusion of time and the illusion of all of this, just the illusion of two different political parties or three different, just all the illusions. The illusions coming from out of the television, the
lies to our vision.
Yes.
And one other thing that you said, talking about time, is that as people of color, we have always kidded with each other, and other groups have made fun of this too, the fact that we as people of color tend to arrive later. I won't say late, but later, than other people.
We arrive to us when we feel like getting there.
Exactly, exactly, yeah. Exactly. That's what I was about to say. Exactly, especially a social event. Now, like you, you tell me that my plane leaves at 7, I'm going to be at the airport at 5:30. You know, I'm going to get up and, you know, be there.
Right.
But a social event, my fun starts when I arrive, you know. And back, our people of Africa, there were no clocks. You know, you did things based on the time of day, you know, or when it needed to be done, you know, and that the clock thing is sort of a man-made thing, you know. It's all about controlling people's time, is what it is. It's about controlling people's time, which, as you know, now we're controlling the time, like the time of day, daylight saving time, and, you know, what is that? You know, what is that? Why are you taking the hour off and slapping an hour back on when you feel like it? You know?
And why is it that some states abide by the daylight saving time and some states don't? I think Indiana is one of them, I think.
Yes, Indiana is. Indiana is. When I was in the corporate world, whenever the daylight saving time hit, we'd call him, because I think he was an hour ahead or something like that, wherever Indiana is. And so we'd always have to recognize what time he was on. But when they messed up our time, then we'd all be on the same time frame. And he would always say, "We don't do that." And I thought it was so odd. That was back in, you know, like the early 90s. And I thought everybody was supposed to, you know. I thought this was the golden rule, you know. And I realized, I was like, oh, okay. That's when I started kind of recognizing things. You know, like, everybody doesn't do everything the same. You know, so that's why it's good to be around other cultures and live in other places.
Travel, definitely.
People are starting to become more aware of who they are, as in know thyself. Black people were always told that they didn't have a history before slavery, you know, and now people are becoming more cognizant of the fact that, hey, you didn't tell me everything, you know, and you led me to believe that somebody else did this, and, you know, we're discovering that, oh, well, we were the ones doing the yoga, and that the Wi-Fi signal, that was back there in the Egyptian, you know, days, and, you know, we're putting, more and more people are putting things together, and it goes right along with the shift, the Age of Aquarius, the awakening, and I like this, I'll say this one thing and I'll end my good news, but I like this one meme I saw, it said, and it has a picture of the universe, and it said, the universe is shaking you, you know, because a lot of stuff is going on, a lot of stuff is going on, and it says, to awaken you. It's shaking you to awaken you. So a lot of times we're doing something that's kind of, you know, not right along with our vibrational spirit or what we really want out of life. We're going in another direction, so we're off our vibrational signal. And then something will happen that just really just like, you know, throw us for a loop. You know, it is just, sometimes it just kind of sends us down to our knees, you know, we're just like, oh, I don't know if I'll ever get over this. And then when you come out of it, you come out of it with an enlightenment that's, you know, it took you there. You know, you're wiser, you're more knowledgeable. You know, it was kind of rough, you know, like coming out of a cocoon, you know, the little caterpillar coming out of the cocoon to be a butterfly. It hurts like hell, but when it's a butterfly, it's like, whoo, you know. So I think that's what we're kind of going through right now. A lot of these things are happening. And it's time for us to also realize how powerful we are as beings, as spiritual beings who have borrowed these bodies to experience Earth and to align our spirits, our personalities with our spirits, and just become better versions of ourselves, more authentic. And like you said, it's all about love. Love is the most powerful thing there is. It's the most powerful emotion there is. It's love and there's fear. And I choose love.
I choose love.
Yeah.
I choose love over fear and over anger, over deceit, over depression, all of that. I choose love, baby. Love. Right. That's what we are talking about tonight. I want to play this video by Ralph Marx. This one, he's talking about relationships and just simple things that we can do in relationships to make relationships work better, since we want to certainly strengthen our relationships as we become a stronger version of ourselves, like we said, Aja, a better version of ourselves or a stronger version of ourselves. It's like rehauling your life reinvent yourself. Say, well, it's time for me to reinvent myself. Like every few years, I want to reinvent myself. Okay, all right, let me start focusing on this and do this or that or something. It comes with like growth. It comes from me being exposed to certain things or ideas or philosophies or something like that, or certain readings, and then I feel like I've become a different person in a sense, not completely like a different person, but just one that has gained new knowledge, and I feel different. I feel it's just a feeling that you get. It's difficult for me to really expound upon it right now without taking up some time, but I just feel like a different person. It's like yearly I tend to feel like I age like 3 or 4 years.
Really? Know? Wow.
My growth. I've always felt like that. It's just something. It's because I end up going through so much throughout the year, I think.
Yeah.
Through all this turmoil. Oh, let me welcome in Delta. Delta's here with us. Hey, Delta. How are you, sweetie?
Hey.
Hi, Delta.
How
I can't
you
wait
doing?
To see Delta next. Yeah, doing good, Delta. Doing good.
Hi, Delta.
To see you next month.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Beautiful, splendid. Yeah.
What you have going on, Delta? You have any hot topics for us tonight on this?
I most certainly do.
Black Butter Love Show.
Well, I have a personal hot topic. One of my friends told me that she went down to one of the casinos, one of the big casinos here where we live, and she said that she pulled up in this parking space, and it was a white gentleman came out of nowhere and started ranting and raving at her and told her, "Nigger, didn't you see I was waiting on this parking space?"
Oh, my goodness.
And she said, "Sir, no, I didn't see you." He said, "I don't know what's wrong with y'all niggers. Y'all niggers thank y'all so much. Y'all niggers on that beside yourself. Y'all niggers thank y'all so much. Because since Obama got elected, y'all niggas think y'all are running. Y'all niggas think y'all running things." And you know what? And this is what's going on with a lot of this hate crime and all this going on and all this police brutality. They want to show the black folks y'all still ain't running nothing. You know what? Then I'm jumping to another hot topic. We'll go back to that one. You know, Alabama just passed a law, and they and the and the governor of Alabama signed it into law immediately. And he don't need to be signing no law right now, because his wife just divorced him after 50-something years.
Oh my God.
And it's alleged that he have a baby with a young black girl. And so, but anyway, we can talk about him later. He wanted some jungle coochie, and he got him some.
He wanted
some of that young black jungle fever coochie. And both of them had a love child with her, and they're getting a divorce. And then he signed a law in, and it went into effect immediately, closing all the driving license plates, all the black community. And the reason he done that is because election is coming up in November, and Alabama passed a law, you got to have a voter ID from the driver license plate.
Wow.
In order to vote. And then the guy said tonight, and you can look on your Facebook page, that one of the judges from the U.S. Supreme Court said they would love to get a case dealing with, he was hinting around, they would love to get a case dealing with the death penalty, because if it came to them, he was saying in so many words that they were going to overturn the death penalty. So those are some, you know, things that we need to think about.
Currently, do they have the death penalty in that state now? Also, he's saying he would want to bring it back if they had a case.
No.
What?
No. The U.S. Supreme Court, one of the judges is saying, they hinting around that they would love to have a case where somebody bring it to the U.S. Supreme Court and challenge the death penalty. Because if they challenge it, it's a good chance they're going to scrap down the death penalty. It will be no more.
I don't think so. It's different in every state.
No, but listen, if the U.S. Supreme Court said it's not legal anymore, you can't do it anymore. So this is what he's saying, that they would love to get a case so they can challenge it.
So he wants it to be like a federal law, not...
Yeah, he wants somebody... What he was throwing out there, he wants somebody to bring that case up. And if they bring that case up, they're going to overturn the death penalty. That's what he basically is saying. Ain't nobody challenged it yet. So he was throwing a hint really out there.
I tell you what, I have my reservations about the death penalty and all that. So, pardon me.
Who put that with me? But that's what he was saying, though. But no, that's all he was saying. What I was saying is that was to me that was a hot topic. That was kind of hot to me personally. Uh-huh. I thought he was, you know. If somebody out there and somebody wanted to challenge, take a case to the U.S. Supreme Court, what he basically saying is the U.S. Supreme Court would pick that up, because right now they would love to scrap down the death penalty. That's basically what he's saying. They all in an agreement, like Clarence Thomas, all of them, different ones, they all in an agreement. They don't want the death penalty anymore. That's basically what he's saying.
Well,
they gave him an interview, one of the white I can't call his name, but it's on Facebook. That's where I just got it from.
They won't be getting, they won't be getting rid of the death penalty here in Texas, I tell you that.
Well, if Texas follow the law, if what see what they say.
That's what I'm saying. Texas don't like to follow the law.
Texas wants to do its own thing, baby. We got our own thing going down here in Texas. You know, Texas is its own little country. They say don't mess with Texas, baby.
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas. So, Delta, tonight we're talking about getting your sexy back and getting your groove back and just getting back to that point in your life where you feel special just to yourself, where you can just walk around and just feel sexy, just kind of like, just walk by a mirror and say, you know, and you just feel sexy. And when you go home, you feel sexy, so you can be sexy for that mate. And what you think about that, Delta?
Well, I think once you, well, I can talk about myself.
Okay.
Once you become a wife and a mother, you have raised your kids, you have catered to raising the family and different things going on as a wife and as a mother. And once you get your kids grown and out the house, and then you begin, well, now this is how I feel, and you begin to step back and take a look at yourself, and you won't, you know, your mindset, I was listening at you saying, I'm sure your mind changes through the year. But the older you get, the more your mind changes. You're not going to stay the same. And what it is, you take me, my kids are grown, and occasionally I have the grandkids a lot. But I want to get out, and I want to go out, and I want to dress nice. I want to dress not so much sexy, like a lot of people
alluring.
Say sex.
Alluring, kind of alluring, like just
I wanna dress
in an attractive way. Not necessarily,
I want to dress sophisticated.
Yes, there you go, like, sophisticated, I like that.
I want to dress very sophisticated.
That's what some people call grown and sexy. They call it grown and sexy something like that, maybe.
I'm a pantsuit wearer, and I love nice pantsuits. I love nice pantsuits. And I wear a dress occasionally, don't get me wrong, but now I like when I go out to dinner with my friends, I like to go in, and I like to get my face all made up.
Oh, yeah.
I like for everything to be matching, the shoes. I want to go out. I want to enjoy myself when I go out. I want to feel good about myself. I don't want things out of place. And when I say out of place, I don't want the hair out of place. I don't want the clothes disheveled. I want everything looking nice. I even want the body nice. And I know when we get in a certain age group, just because you may gain a few pounds. Like when I got married, I was weighing a 9. And now I'm weighing, I can go between a 12 and 14. And that's where I fluctuate. And I want to, like, keep the body looking nice. And you can do it. You can do it. I mean, once the kids get grown, a lot of people do it when they have kids in the home, but if you're working and you focus on your husband, your kids, and all that, there come a time when everybody at the home, you ever hear people go back and say, I want to live for me. And then you may see people do stuff out of the blue. And you may say, oh, they going through a midlife crisis. No, they don't think they're going through a midlife crisis. I think they'll raise the kids.
Right.
Now it's all about me now.
It's time for yourself.
That is correct. Yeah. I'm doing what I want to do. If I want to go out on the town, okay. If I want to go out on the town and hang out, that's me. If I want to go out on the at town, put me on some nice, stuff, go out by the casino, go out down, you know, just to anywhere. What I'm saying, anywhere. Anywhere is your cup of tea that you feel good about. And then and then when you go out, you want to meet a, if you're single, you want to meet a nice man and a man, a caliber. You don't want to settle for anything. You want a, man of your character. And so
know how to treat a lady.
Yeah, this what we got to do.
I love it, Delta, and you know, I always say that, and I believe we have to, you know how I am, and I learned that from my grandmother, and my mother learned it from my her mother, my grandmother. Just always looking nice when you go out. Never know what may happen or who you may meet, what opportunity may present itself. And
that's
like
absolutely
you said,
correct.
Yeah, and when you go out and you want to, I can see that I have not raised children, but I know I've heard many women speak about, hey, it's time for me to live for me now. I have these children, all of my children are grown, they're adults, I put them through college, it's time for me to live for me now. And so I can see people wanting to live for themselves, especially if they, if they've always lived under someone else's command.
Right.
Some, you know, so I definitely can see that. Because I myself am a free spirit. I have to have my freedom. So I've always had my freedom. I don't have any children. I've never been married. So I've never had to really ask for anyone. You know, after, once I became an adult. So I love it. So I wouldn't know what it's like to have to.
I know it. I know. And some people, some women, when they get their freedom, they enjoy it. And if it, and if they want to go and jump on a pole and slide down a pole,
they may want to do that. They want nothing wrong with it. Not, especially, you know, if you have that pole like in your bedroom. Oh, that's cool right there. Yeah,
I know.
I wouldn't mind that. Maybe a pole, like maybe in the corner, in a special room for me and my husband or something. So. That'll be fun, perhaps. You know, he can get on the pole, too.
Yeah.
We both can get on the pole.
Exercise. Yeah. It's
well,
fun.
Well, you know, they have that Christian stripping now, church stripping or whatever.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they have a lot of that going on. Delta, you hadn't signed up for one of those classes? Well, I know you wouldn't, Delta. I'm just joking. But maybe Miss Sterling would, since she has that 55-year-old man.
Yeah, and it's nothing wrong with it. If that's what you want to do in your home, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Whatever
no,
it takes for you to keep your sexuality, keep your man, whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you turn over and feel good about yourself, shoot for it. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Long as you're not hurting or harming anybody else, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Because after a while, Willie going to swank up, and Willie ain't going to be like a rubber band. And after a while, we ain't going to be like we used to be. We ain't going to be able to ride the cow all the time, or the horse, or however you call it. You ain't going to be able to do it all the time. But you know what? When you reach a certain point in your life, companionship is more important than anything.
That's why you have to make sure that that's the right companion for you, that you can have that that beautiful feeling, not just in the bed, but out of the bed. Let's take a break and come right back after the break. And I love that, Delta, having that companionship. Ooh, give it to me.
Communication.
Thank you.
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
All right, and we are back, and look who we have in the house.
Hey,
Mr. King B. Oh, King B, back.
Sorry, I'm just late. Hey, how's everybody? How's everybody?
Who kidnapped you? Who kidnapped you?
Good.
I would have paid the ransom.
a long tall story, but hey, it's good to be alive. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
Yes,
it
is.
I dozed off. Yeah, we had a very weird storm in Igos. I was shopping early tonight, food shopping, and the storm was so tremendous with the wind, and that wind went out of me. So I dozed off, and I said, "Oh, wow, I promise I was supposed to be calling tonight." But
you guys have that bad storm up there,
Canty? Yeah, we got this. I think the weatherman don't know what to call it. They don't want to say a northeastern. They want to say it's Joaquin, because he's supposed to be making a visitation into the ocean, not hitting, according to the weatherman, it's not going to hit the mainland like New York, New Jersey, Long Island. So we shall see. But right now, we got winds as high as 45 miles an hour.
Wow.
And it's like the gust of maybe 30 miles an hour, but it's doing its number out there. So I'm just glad that the heat kicked in. I'm highly gratified that the heat is on, because it's supposed to get old now, and every little bit helps to keep the draft out. Every little bit. So how you guys been doing? What's happening tonight? Discussion? What you're talking about?
Oh yes. King B, we are talking about, you know, tonight is Black Butter Love. Love, relationships, love, sex, all of that good stuff. And so we're talking about keeping it sexy and getting your sexy back and spicing it up. You know, we always like to talk about spicing it up in the bedroom, because, you know, sometimes the bedroom scene is just very boring depending on the person. So we want to make sure, yes. You know, it can be a dull moment. So we want to make sure that we help people to make that experience safe, memorable, enjoyable for both partners, and leave you wanting more. Passionate.
That's the thing that has become divorced of a lot of couples. It's like one or the other, one or both of them are taking each other as an object, a sex object. They don't see themselves being romantic while they are vertical. And when they get horizontal, the action is supposed to kick in. Many times, one is using artificial additives to feel sexy. And that would include marijuana, cocaine, alcohol,
ecstasy.
Some kind of a,
using a lot of the ecstasy now.
It's not the one that you're making love to that you think you are. It's someone has become another person depending on an artificial additive. A lot of people really don't know who they are dealing with, because they don't really never got to know that person as their relationship got more into years, you know. And like, hey, and let's face it, there are times when couples are just incompetent for each other. They're not really meant for each other, but they're trying to force three to go into two. And, you know, many times, it hurts. The truth hurts that they are incompatible, and you go for years, and you know, sparks begin to fly needlessly while you are in a vertical position, you know, every little thing causes an argument, or there's nothing fascinating about foreplay. You know, how many people believe in foreplay anymore?
Oh, I love foreplay.
Yeah,
I love it. I think foreplay is the key to passionate lovemaking.
Thank you.
It can't become passionate if you kiss, you hug, you nibble, and 15 minutes later everything is over with. That's not passion. That's
no.
love.
Yes, yes. And this is what people, depending on videos, is watching those videos, characters, they're not really helping the situation for where it's really real. You know, you really have to know the chemistry of that person to feel the love emanating from that person where they turn you on before you even get into the bed. You're
right.
Turned on
a chemistry.
By that passion. Yes, yes.
That energy.
Yes, yes. So people who are just in their relationship because they can get over what they want from that person because they are, so to say, they're freakish. But that song came out years ago, "Is That All There Is?" Sooner or later, one gets bored. And that, unfortunately, for a lot of women, they can't talk to their man because the man will hit the ceiling, say that she's got somebody else in mind. So she can't talk to the man about how she want him to make her feel good.
Yes.
She can't.
She's often chastised for bringing up a suggestion.
Yeah, you know, like, it was good all along, now you got a problem, you know. Maybe she was faking it. You know?
You know?
Oh,
a lot of brothers don't believe
women
that.
Do.
Yeah, you know, and like, there's a thing where you go through the process of taking a real analysis of asking people, especially a woman, do you fake orgasm to make your man feel good? You know, is your man really turning you on? And
yeah,
it becomes a very, very.
I would like to take a poll of that. Like, Delta, are you still with us?
Yes, I most certainly is. I'm just listening at Kent and very glad to hear his voice. But let me tell you something.
Becky, how are you?
Fine. I heard Kent is saying something, but you know what? You fake a lot of stuff. I know. You just fake a lot of stuff. You don't want no Peter Rabbit, but you don't know how to tell somebody they are Peter Rabbit. You know?
A Peter Rabbit.
You know what? You can probably get by with Peter Rabbit. If Peter Rabbit know how to
work Peter Rabbit. Peter Rabbit can work.
If Peter Rabbit know how to press
properly
and do what he needs to do.
Yeah.
And you know, don't just jump up there. Peter Rabbit needs to work on it a while. You know, rubbing and touching and just jumping up there. I mean, oh, my God. Oof.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of men, when they get a certain age, no one tells men, brothers in particular, there's a thing called the low T problem.
The what?
The low T for testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And though you're taking artificial additives to make you feel sexy, the damage is getting worse because the body natural stimulant called testosterone is low. So therefore, there is the lack of urgency, also the need to feel sexy, the energy that it takes. But you know, listen, it takes energy to deal with making love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes energy just deal with foreplay. Because if that woman...
That's why I think that both partners should do some type of exercise, even if it's just walking, because it's important to keep yourself in shape, you know?
Exactly.
It's important to keep yourself in shape, not let yourself, either one of them, go to, you know, go to pot, so to speak. Because
yeah,
like you say, it takes energy.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
You know, when you're working the kind of jobs where it requires a lot of mental stress, physical strain, you come home, all you want to do is take a shower, eat your food, watch a little telly, and next thing you know, you're snoring in deep slumber. Now, some people...
But you can change that. That becomes a routine. Instead of jumping in the shower, why don't the two of you get in the shower and then soap each other up or take a bath, a bubble bath, with some nice smelling oils. You can put some little flowers in the bubble bath. I mean, you can make a romantic evening. You can, whoever's preparing dinner, put the candles out. You know, set the mood. A lot of times we just don't take the time to either even prepare, you know, even prepare. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean,
create
the
ambiance.
Yeah, the ambiance.
The sensual ambiance.
Yeah, all the, play with all of the senses. The sight, you come, whoever's coming home, whoever is at home, get all pretty and put your, if your hair is usually down, put it up. If it's down, if it's up, put it down, or just, you know, put on a little lipstick. You make your skin all lotioned up with your shea butter from Black Ruffles. You're smelling good. You have a lip in your eye. You don't look like, hey, you know, how is that going to excite somebody? They're like, hi. And then you touch them. You run your fingers across your chest. You say, oh, you're tired. Oh, I'm so tired. I had such an awful day. Oh, well, let me give you a bath. I got a bubble bath waiting for you. And let me massage your shoulder. You get them ready. You massage their shoulders. You get the bubble bath ready. You got a nice dinner. You know, you let them know something's getting ready to happen tonight. You know,
But isn't also certain additives you can put in the food that you, certain seafood?
What is it called?
Aphrodisiac food.
Aphrodisiac. Yes, foods that you can eat that will heighten you, that area. Yes, it's quite a few of them.
Now, we actually had a show when we discussed some of those. Can you recall some of those? I know one of them, well, people always say oysters.
Yes, people always say oysters.
Pistachios, which I was surprised about. Pistachios.
Well, if you don't drink, I don't mean to cut you off, Audrey, but if you don't drink, let me tell you what, the perfect thing to get you some Cialis. No, listen. Believe me, Delta knows what she's talking about here now.
Okay, I got the list. When Delta gets finished, I got the list.
Okay.
Get you some, a man can get him some Cialis, and now if he don't drink, it's like...
What is Cialis? What is Cialis?
I believe brother know, can't you know what I'm talking about?
Is it a drug?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Also,
is it a drug?
There's also
but like I said
before, you could take the Cialis, you could take the other.
Yeah, but if you take that Cialis, and I'm telling you, if you take that Cialis and you don't have no drinking problem, because it tells you don't drink, but if you take that Cialis...
Oh, well, some people may want to have a drink.
Take care of your business first, then you can have your drink. Because if you take care of your business, you ain't got to worry about nobody else trying to take care of it. Because let me tell you, after a while, if you don't handle that business, somebody else gonna take care of it, and you be craving for that. But you can't get by. Now let me re-scratch that. You can get by. If you get up in a where you can't do that anymore, there are other means and other ways. But you
got that are natural. That are natural.
Yeah, you gotta know what to do. You just can't sit up there and just talk about it. Don't jump up in the bed and just take care of yourself and your partner just there. I mean, to me, that's the most horrible thing you can do is when you have a man and he taking care of himself all the time and never worry about the partner. That what makes a woman fantasize.
That's a turn off.
That make a woman fantasize and go to want to run out in the streets and all like that. I ain't saying you don't do it. You know, women will do it, but you know, a lot of them, you know, even
women need to be loved too. They want climaxes. They want orgasms.
Yes, but see, like I said before, if a man is using all kinds of additives, but the real problem is a physical deficiency called low testosterone. That after so many false starts, one needs to really understand, well, why not go to your favorite urologist, and let him test you for your testosterone level. And if your testosterone is low, then
what if the doctor say it's something wrong with the prostate? Well, what you gonna do then?
Well, you see, he will give you the best advice if you can go to a qualified urologist that you can trust. But the prostate, there are doctors that are now doing the problem that the prostate might have causing a problem, and it doesn't affect your sexual performance, but it will remove the problem that would cause the urinary tract to be back into normal. But it takes, when you get, you know, when a man gets beyond his prime, look, how many years is a man supposed to be in his prime before his performance?
It all depends. But you know what, Kenty? It all depends on how a man takes care of himself. Because
it really does. It really does. And then if you exercise too, you know, if you exercise.
Because I know I have some friends, and they told me they husband in their 70s, and she's in her early 60s, and she told me her husband is still very active, but her husband now he's, and I must say this, her husband has never been a man that drank or smoked or anything, like just told about it. Now her husband always been a church going man, and he ain't tore that body down. And so when you do all this stuff and tear that body down, that says a lot, because alcohol is sure enough tear that body down.
And a lot of meat, sure enough, will tear that body down, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
One reason why a lot of these men have this prostate is because, now, this is some of the studies that I've read. Whereas when men would eat meat, okay, let's not even get into all the hormones that are in the meat nowadays. But, like, men and women would eat meat, at least we pretty much worked it off. The meat was
right,
and we exercised more,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have these sit down jobs, these
jobs,
and all of this that we have now.
Right.
So essentially, we were more active, so we were flushing that meat out of our system and the toxins out of our system, and so we got to the point that we eat this McDonald's, this stuff that don't even break down. After a year of sitting outside, just imagine what happens when you eat McDonald's and you're putting it in your stomach. It's not breaking down in your stomach.
No.
So you wonder why so many people have prostate cancer. pancreatic cancer. You know, all of this stuff that you never used
colon
to hear about
cancer.
These cancers, colon cancers wiping you out within 6 months and all of this breast cancer. It used to be a time black women didn't even have no such thing as breast cancer.
No,
and now all of a sudden everybody you know has breast cancer and liver damage and all of this stuff. So I tell you, watch your diet. Elijah Muhammad said it. Peace be upon him. You got to learn to eat to live.
You got to
learn to eat to live. Delta and I were talking about that earlier today. And I think that, you know, I thought about it today, and I think that this is the confirmation. Then we'll get back into our hot sex. I think I'm going to start a blog on my journey to returning to being a vegetarian and transitioning into a raw food diet. Because this crap that they have out here, it's ridiculous. And
it sure is.
When you go into a grocery store, they tell you you should shop on the outer perimeter because everything in between the aisles is garbage. And if you notice nowadays, I know this HEB up here where we shop, they move the damn dog food center front aisle. Center front, dog food. Pet food.
Yeah.
I said, so, you know, usually you had that in the back. Why don't you have that right there at the register? And so I'm really believing, like what Dick Gregory said, you have so many poor people now that they're eating the damn dog food.
And they even have a freezer for the dog food.
They even got a freezer for the dog food.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They call it like raw dog food or whatever. I believe that these people are eating more and more of this dog food. You know, white people, they don't know how to mix up red beans and rice and make it
season
a week or two. You know. So, excuse me. So, I do believe that. But anyway, so, hot sex.
I want to talk about something
else that you could do
to raise your testosterone. And also, we talked just about men who tend to lose their sexual desires in the bedroom. But this also, women of middle age or after a certain age, they tend to have some problems, too, in the bedroom. Yeah, so it's not just men.
No,
the desire. Wait a second. Let me finish.
Okay, let me finish.
Sometimes they lose the desire. It has nothing to do with getting it up, as men say. They just lose the desire. It could be because they have been unsatisfied for so long, you know, like Delta was saying. So many times the men forget that the woman has to be satisfied. In fact, it's best to satisfy her first, and then you'll know you've taken care of business, and then you can be satisfied. It's really, that's the tantric way of lovemaking, which I really admire. The woman comes first. Whatever she wants done to her is done to her for as long as she wants it. An hour, two, whatever. The woman is satisfied first. And really, when you think about it, if a woman is satisfied, she's gonna make your bells go ding-a-lang-a-lang-lang-lang-lang-lang because she's happy. You know, she's happy, and she wants to let you know, baby, you rock my world, and I'm getting ready to rock yours. But if you don't rock her world for so long, I mean, she's going to do just enough, you know. And so then that's why, you know, ladies sometimes want to say, you know, honey, let's try this, you know, let's try that. But I wanted to do two things. I wanted to mention some natural things that we could use to raise our sexual level. One is the most popular. It's chocolate.
Ooh, chocolate.
It's chocolate. Chocolate not only tastes good, it's the king. Remember this now. That's why, you know, they have the Valentine's Day thing. They're trying to get some. It's the king of natural aphrodisiacs, okay? Particularly for men, but women like it too. But it contains some feel-good chemicals. And see, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's about chemicals. The chemicals are off. You know, even when you have prostate cancer, you've gotten some things, some toxins in your system from this meat, and it's throwing your body chemically off. Mm. So these chemicals that are released from chocolate, they are feel-good chemicals. It releases serotonin. You know, serotonin's good. It releases serotonin in the brain, and it aids in relaxation. You know, King B was just talking about earlier how sometimes a man comes home, he's tired, he's exhausted, he's like, you know, or he can be tense, tight, you know, from arguing with the boss. This chemical release that's in this chocolate, it aids in just kind of relaxing you and making you feel mellow, you know, and it contains a psychostimulant. It's called, you know, phenethylamine or something like that. Anyway, the initials are PEA. And it's the same feel-good chemical that your body naturally produces when you first fall in love. Y'all remember that first, that feeling? You remember that feeling when you see somebody, you're like, oh, I love him. Oh, I'm in love. And everything is happy, and you're singing, you know, because you're falling in love. You know, you see nothing bad about this person. You like the way they cough. You like to wear a sneeze. You know, it's that feel-good feeling. So chocolate releases the same chemicals. Isn't that interesting? Yes.
Well,
and
no wonder they bring us chocolate for Valentine's.
Yes, again. Yes. It's similar to the endorphins that you need to enhance your sexual desire. Okay. Avocado. That's another one. Mm-hmm. Okay. It has certain vitamins, you know, that help you, you know, raise your sexual hormones. And people have been using it for years. It's one of those little well-kept secrets. You know, everybody knows about oysters, and a lot of people know about chocolate. But avocado. And then the banana. The banana is a good turn on.
You know, and you always see like bananas in like those sexual ads or something like that.
Yeah, because of the shape. It looks like a phallus.
That's it.
Yeah, it looks like a phallus. Yeah. It's rich in potassium and natural sugars. So it's was classified in Indian tradition as a natural turn on food. And the pistachios. Pistachios cleanse the blood.
I like the raw ones. Oh, really?
Yes, it cleanses your blood. Yeah.
They're quite expensive, too.
Why do they put salt in pistachio if you can get it naturally? It's better without the salt because people who have high blood pressure, they are exacerbating the problem with eating so much pistachio nuts with all the salt in it.
Can't you have to get the raw pistachios?
Yeah, I've never had any with salt in it.
Yeah, go to like one of the farmers markets or like a Whole Foods, which I don't like to promote Whole Foods, but we have a Sprout here, and yeah, they have like raw nuts, raw pistachios. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a break, and then we'll come right back. I want to hear some more of these because I need to go and get some pistachios.
With Hood News, and you're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.
This is Elliot Booker, host of Time for an Awakening Radio on the Black Talk Radio Network, speaking in behalf of Black Talk Media Project's 2015 fundraiser. Since 2008, the Black Talk Media Project, which has created Black Talk Radio Network, has engaged in producing original content from a black perspective for the global black community. You can help us continue this mission and help us even more by giving donations to the Black Talk Media Project's 2015 fundraiser and asking others to do so also. Let us work together to make 2015 a stronger year for independent black media.
Again, this is you are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Black butter love, getting your sexy back, talking about getting your groove back like Stella did, and how can you keep it hot and spicy and sexy in the bedroom. And Aja, you were sharing with us some foods that could possibly give you an intense feeling and make you feel a little excited.
Oh, I was on mute. Okay, strawberries and whipped cream, or strawberries and honey. And really, these are more like tastes. God said you should cater to the five senses. Of course, we have six, but we're just talking about the five. You look good. You look good. You smell good. You got the scent going on in the rooms. You know, what is that?
Some good oils. I like frankincense. I love frankincense.
Amber. But I like Lang Lang. Ooh, I just even like to say that. Lang Lang. It's just like la la. You know. Anyway, Lang Lang is and jasmine. Jasmine is nice. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, strawberries and whipped cream. Okay, so that's fun. You know, one thing that we have taken, a lot of people have taken, not me, but taken out of sex, making love, is fun. It's supposed to be playful. It is supposed to be playful. You know, that's part of the foreplay. It's part of the foreplay. And in tantric sex, they kind of play with each other. You know, they do things to make each other laugh. You know, you may tickle somebody, you may have a little pillow fight, you know, or he grabs you and then you pull away and you scramble up across the bed and he tries to chase you and you, you know, and that's fun and it relaxes both of you. And everybody knows that laughter releases those special endorphins that really, really make you feel good. Laughter is the best medicine. If you can get somebody sick to laugh, that's actually helping them to heal.
Yes.
As opposed to going over there with this sad look on your face, looking like, well, can I have your bed when you're gone? You know, go over there uplifting them, and you will actually help their spirits to thrive. So, it's good to be playful in the bedroom, because I tell you, by the time you get down to the nitty-gritty, it's going to really be fireworks. Because you have raised your endorphins up so high, and it just feels really good. So playful, put some whipped cream on each other, lick it off, and sometimes a man can get so excited, you know, that he's ready to get it over with, and then the woman is wanting to make this, you know, last. She wants to.
Yeah.
You know, foreplay. She wants to extend it, and you have to say things like, "Oh, baby, you know, not right now. I want this to last. I'm enjoying this. You really got me going. You just don't stop this now. You know, you got to say things like that. You know, and then when when it comes to letting a man, like we were saying earlier, a lot of women go years and years and they don't tell the man what they really like, or they fake it, they do want a combination of the two, and then all of a sudden they've had it enough and they, you know, they're about to burst. And so the man wonders, well, what has been going on all this time? You know, I thought I was doing a good job, you know. So
yeah,
one thing, so one thing that a woman could do, and it's really hard to tell a man, I want you to do it this way, because it does hurt their ego. So you show them, you guide them. When they reach a nice spot, you raise up to them and let them know, you know, you know, you do things like that. You let them know that's it. And if they're doing something that you don't like for instance, some people don't like for the tongue to go in the ear, then you change position and you put their lips where you want it to be. You have to show them. There was this one guy I was with. He really didn't know how to kiss my breast. He was kind of inexperienced. So what I did was I got on top of him, and then I said, let me kiss you. And so I kissed his breast exactly, nipples. I did the nipple thing. So I did his nipples the exact way I wanted him to do me. You know, I just did it. Do you know, he did me the exact same way. Every move that I made, he made it. And I was like, yes! So all they need is just to show them. Show mm-hmm. what you want. And then get nasty with it. Like, oh, babe, you know, cuss a little bit. Let them know that they are really doing what you like, and you know, be expressive, and guide their hand.
I was going to say, when brothers are rubbing and touching, that they don't lose fact that they're trying to build up the passion, not feel that they're doing a simonized job on a car.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
and pounding and all of that, that's just too much. That's just too much. You have to be gentle. You have to be very gentle in with certain areas of a woman's body, and I think that that's something that some men are not aware of.
You need to take a pass on.
You know, yeah, that's what I really did want to say, that, like, maybe have a class on that, you know, work your
really
way up
to
that.
Take a class on that. They don't
yes.
Really, and to me, I really think black men, and I may be wrong, I really think black men don't really know how to express themselves truly. They don't
that's
really,
right.
And then you got some black women, too. Like in my ear, we was taught, you don't say anything. Whatever your husband do, it's fine. Don't open your mouth. Don't say nothing.
Yeah.
And we was taught that.
You see, black men in that unfortunate situation where they was always categorized as being the mandingo, the stud, and it's a hell of a role to fulfill. And there is the shortcomings of maybe the woman that you're with may not be the one that wants to encourage you to slow down, be gentle, or to give you the boost your ego. How many women deflate a man's ego by saying,
You're absolutely right, Candy.
Do you know there was a survey that was taken to find out what are the concerns, what are the things that a man is most concerned about when making love to a woman? And his top concern is, am I performing properly? Am I pleasing her? That was their main concern. Am I pleasing her? In other words, am I doing it right? You know? Because they are aware like King B said, that's pressure. That's pressure to get it right. Yeah.
Go ahead. No, I was gonna say if your partner don't get it right all the time, you got to, a woman got to know the right words to say. You got to say, okay, don't get upset. Don't worry about it. The next time it will be better. Next time it'll get there. Don't stress yourself out. You know, you got to have some encouraging words because every time you go to the bank, you ain't going to pick the money up. The money may have a negative balance. and so that's the way I like to put it. You know, every time it's not going to be just going right there and picking the money up and getting happy when you get your money. Then when you get a negative balance, you're going to be sad. But you got to know how to deal with it at that moment. And both partners plays if the most important thing before you really, really go into sex, people may not believe it, the most important thing of all is communication between those two.
Isn't that the truth?
If those two got a real, real good communication and a real good understanding, that's going to set the world on fire.
It will.
You can go from there. But if you don't have a good understanding,
it'll kill a marriage. I always believe in going into a relationship. That's why you have to take your time with people. That's why I say just take your time. Because I let a person know what I like and what I don't like generally prior to that.
And before then some people don't know how to express
conversations about sex.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying prior to sex, we've had some conversations about sex. So they pretty much know what I like and what I don't like. Because I don't like anybody to stick their tongue, like, straight into my ear. I don't really like that. You can nibble, but the sticking the tongue straight in, that don't do it for me. And I let people know that. It doesn't. So what were you saying, Delta?
And what I was saying is, you know what, good communication, then once you and that person on that good communication, if things don't really go right, y'all will know how to speak and talk to each other after that situation. But you got the problem is now we don't know how to communicate if something don't go right. And like I'm saying, a lot of women in my era, we want more, but we don't know how to express it because we were taught not to express it.
Yeah, sure down.
We was taught you just don't do that. Whatever they say, go. And you got some church women who want some free too, but they just don't know how to say it. Then you got some church men who want some free. That's why when you see people going and when they get a divorce or something, it be one of them street women. You always said it went and got that woman because you know what? She knows just what to do. She know how to do it. She's not ashamed about it. She's going to do whatever it takes.
And if they had talked to each other, they could have got it from each other. Because she a lot of men go to prostitutes or they would prefer to just pay for sex. Let's just say that because that way they're in control.
But they
can get the service that they want.
Right.
They get the service that they're lacking, that they're desirous of, that they don't feel comfortable either doing with their wives or uncomfortable asking their wives to get down on your knees and do this and that. You know what I mean? They don't feel comfortable saying that to them. But if you talk about it, you never know. Your wife may actually
like you
saying that. Ooh, tell me to get down on my knees, you know, you be. And suck this D, you know.
And
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you an incident, and this is a true story I'm going to tell y'all. This is no lie. My mother and them pastor, his wife is divorced now, but the pastor wanted his willy suck. And no, this is true. This how it all came. No, this is the truth. This how it all it came out. It, you know, it came out before they separated.
Candy.
And the wife. You gotta listen now, y'all. The
wife
wouldn't do it.
The
wife, she wouldn't do it. And then I had a brother who was gay, and he told her, "You better quit wearing them comeback boots and them long dresses, and do whatever it takes." And so, did you not know they separated? Then they divorced today, and they didn't get back together. Did you not know that man went got a young girl? All that he asked his wife to do, she wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they separated. When she wanted to do it, it was too late. He didn't want her no more.
Because
the young girl had turned him out.
Yeah. You see, the thing with a young woman, a much younger woman, the older man has to now fulfill his obligation to please her, but he forgets the age difference. Now, he has to make sure that if his battery is not properly charged, she will drain him to the point where he will die with a smile on his face.
Exactly. Because the man's semen has power in it anyway, and you're actually losing your energy.
I don't know of a man who's having a climax that his body's not shaking like he's been electrocuted.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they go to sleep. That's why they go to sleep immediately afterwards, because it drains them of their energy.
Now, when a woman sucks on a man's, shall we say, staff of life, if she really
Linga.
Find him so much turned on to the point of no return, when he is climaxing, let him put it in her mouth. She doesn't understand that good to the last drop was stolen by Maxwell House Coffee, because Maxwell House Coffee didn't want to let on what they really were talking about.
Oh.
There are very few women who, even though the man might wash his butt, who is clean when she goes down on him. She don't smell like she's in a zoo somewhere, which can't become eternal, because a lot of brothers sometimes don't want to wash their butt. But you got to be really, and the sisters too, you got to be clean down there. Because
you have to be, definitely.
And sisters should understand that there is a very uncomfortable feeling when a brother is choking on pubic hair.
Candy, you're saying again she should have it shaved or waxed?
Well, it's better.
Some men like hair.
No, but see, they're not really being understanding. Hair can get in the way.
I'm just saying that some men do. They do.
If she leaves it like a bikini type of thing where there's enough hair for him to see it enough, but when you get down to
like a few little strands,
maybe
few strands in his mouth, and not like a bush in his mouth.
If you know, it's nothing like going down in a jungle.
Yeah.
Somebody's like a jungle.
He can't even really lick it because he just has too many like residual hairs left in his mouth. That's what your fingers are for. Part the ways.
My dear, you can part the ways all you
it's
want.
It's different.
Get,
different
it's
different for different folks. Some people don't.
That's right, Nelson. That's right.
But when you know,
yeah, I heard that one guy asked me why I even got to kiss him. Did I have hair down there? And I was like, why is that important? Just don't ever shave. I'm like, you ain't even got that far. So that's why.
Yeah.
Don't ever shave. Don't ever shave.
He's ready, honey. Some men don't want a lot of hair down there.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's just different people.
You can trim your hair back real neat.
Trim the grass.
And real close. Just don't let it be long.
But no.
Y'all can't tell people how to trim their hair down there.
what was that film came out years ago where the woman was like a mannequin? Stepford Wife.
Stepford Wife.
And,
Oh my goodness.
She says nothing about how she wanted it done to her, how he must be more gentle, or she would love to have some foreplay. She says nothing to her man except take what he gives her and then says, good night, dear. That's all.
A lot of women do that now.
Well, you see, she will go to her grave never having full ecstasy and knowing what it is to really know it, to have. See, there's lovemaking.
With her man. She may have stepped out. She may have had to step out.
True. But you see, now she exacerbated a problem because when she comes back home to that man, he's a turnoff. So she got to fake it that she's enjoying this man still, because when she goes, when she steps out, she knows.
Well, see, she was probably faking it already.
True that, but now when she went outside and ran into someone that could really light her fire, it's a thing where, but you know,
she wants it even less.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, a man can sense that his woman has changed, and
like a woman can sense it too.
Yes.
Your behavior is different.
A woman is more keener than a man is. A woman can tell when a man is messing around.
Oh, definitely.
Can tell. I'm a man. You know, I'm the only man. I guess I'm the only man in the audience that's on the air. But I'll tell you something, sisters. A woman's intuition is very keen. And if a man, if you out there listening, listen, brothers, do not go outside your relationship and thinking that your woman don't know that you are messing around. She will detect, and she will find out. And if she get the evidence, because a woman will go through your pocket.
Not slick enough to cheat.
And nope. Don't let her find a receipt from a motel. Lipstick stain on your underwear, or your shirt collar, or cum stain.
The fragrance.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Mm-hmm. It's so many things that they slip up on. It's so many.
How about a bobby pin on the side of the seat of the passenger side in the front? A bobby pin.
Mm-hmm.
A bobby
I thought
pin.
About that one.
And then you got so many women now with plant stuff for their wife or the girlfriends to find it.
They sure will. They'll find out where you live, your home phone number.
Don't let the man find that his woman has a dildo bigger than his instrument.
Oh my God.
And the dildo is on remote.
Can I tell y'all a true story? Let me tell you this one.
Hey, Delta, can you hold it for when we come back off our break?
Yes, I sure can.
All right, and then we'll go to break, and then I want to hear this because you always have some great stories. But you know what? I think I see Miss Marie in the queue. Miss Marie, we'll come to you after break if you have a question for us, Miss Marie. But if you are out there and you have a question or a comment, just press *6. And one, and we will come to you because I want to hear what Delta has to say, what story she has. So let's just take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, and we back. Delta, what's your story? What do you have for
us? Yes. Well, this guy that I knew, he had went through a divorce. And he said that his ex-wife had started going out and wasn't coming home. First, she said she was at the club. Then he said she started going to the, wasn't coming home, but she was sober at the club. But then he said she would come in and she started singing this song. And I think Betty Wright made this song years ago. If it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. And I think it may have been Betty Wright. And he said, and she used to just torment him with that song and torment. And what she finally told him is that the man, that the new man that she found, had a big penis, and he didn't have one. And you know, and you know what? This man told me that that killed his self-esteem. Said because his wife, when she come in, she used to sing that song over and over again. If it don't fit, don't force it. Just relax and let it go. And but you know what? If you got to learn, you can kill a man with his self-esteem. He wouldn't want to do nothing. And women, we got to learn how to bite our tongue. You know, say what we got to say, but don't say it in a hurtful way when you want your man to perform for you and do what you need for him to do for you.
That's true.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go to Miss Marie.
Okay, let's see. Miss Marie.
Yes. Can you hear
me? How are you, Miss Marie? Yes.
I am just fascinated. I'm just, wow. this is just very interesting. And I just haven't heard women and men just broadly talk about sexual intercourse. So, wow.
This is our radio show, Miss Marie.
Yeah, but I should have been pulling in long pull now. But I'm in a very interesting relationship, and I'm always pleased, and I know I'm always pleased him. He's sometimes overzealous. If I'm not with him, then he's very insecure, and it's really bothersome. You know what I mean? He got me. You know, but he's pushing me away because he's kind of like insecure, too insecure.
Oh. So
but that could be coming from, now let's give her some good advice tonight, because this is what we hear for the love line. Now, what happened, he could probably been through some bad relationships.
You're right.
And he been through some, and he don't realize that he got someone that's not like what he had. And a lot of times, he's untrust, and he's scared that somebody is going to take you from him. And he probably had a lot of mistrust in the other relationship. And what he doing is he bringing that baggage from that other relationship and putting you in that same situation, probably thinking, what, oh, they did this, and I got to keep my eye on her because I don't want her to do me like the others did. But he probably don't realize that you're not that type of woman.
Right.
But what he don't realize, he's smothering out the good woman.
Yeah, because that's like,
you
man,
have some black
roasting. You know,
that makes sense. And that.
What you got, Canty? You the man. What you think about it, Canty? What you?
Oh, yeah,
look,
right,
Mother
right,
Hattie's
right,
on the line with us too. Icy Hot is here. Icy Hot, I did not see you in the queue. I do apologize, but Icy Hot is with us also, and she has advice.
I think you're right on target, you're right on target, and my dear sister on just called in. You need to have a serious neutral ground setting where you can give this man, your man, the assurance that you're not looking at anyone else but him. That song came out years ago. It goes for a man as well as go for a woman. I only have eyes for you.
Say that.
And to let him know that don't equate his bad experience with when he's having flashbacks with someone that he was involved with. You cannot relive the past. A song came up years ago, not years ago, just recently, not too long ago. You know I hate when you bring up the past, where a woman is telling her man, if you're going to have a healthy relationship, you have to forget the past and live with the present and hope for the future. That means how do you build a romantic future if he's having flashbacks of a poor relationship that he need to be debriefed? That was that relationship that he was involved with is in the past. You cannot relive the past. Now, he's got you. Give him a ventilation where he can ventilate what is his problem, because while you are a vertical position, he has to let all of the avenues that could create confusion and distrust. That is a diabolical combination that could be a turnoff for you, because you know that you love him and care for him, but he feels insecure because of whatever was going on in his previous relationship before you came into his life. He may not feel that you mean it, that you're going to maybe eventually show your true colors. So he think you might be a chameleon, that now you're hot, he turns you on, all that. But then he feel maybe eventually you're going to get turned off. Give him...
And then, go ahead, Kent, saying,
give him the assurance while you're eating a nice erotic meal. Don't be eating no steaks and stuff that doesn't... dead food. Be eating living food. Let him know what it is to eat.
Some pineapples. Feed him some pineapples and tell him that you love him and he's the one for you. Sit in his lap. Like, sit in his lap.
Exactly.
Feed him some pineapples and some blueberries.
Oh, I would suggest going out in nature.
Ooh,
nature will
nice
put
too.
You two together. Nature brings us, it provides a certain harmony.
I love nature.
Yeah,
and
it provides
also,
a certain...
I would like to put this out there, too. Let me throw this out there, y'all. Sometimes you can have some of them who's a control freak.
Uh-huh.
So really, really get to know him.
Hey.
Really, really,
yes.
Truly get to know him. Because
yes.
You probably can do all these things and still may have yourself a control freak.
Now, I was gonna ask you, how long have y'all been together?
A year.
Okay, so when you first met him, was he, sort of insecure at that time, or is this something new?
No, it was something I did. I my ex just kept popping up, and it was like really, almost like the police had to be involved. He just wouldn't let go. And so I guess he kind of felt that maybe it was something there on my part, the reason why he kept coming back.
Listen, he has no sister.
Oh, well, then that's a different story then.
He's
concerned.
Excuse me. Also, what was said earlier, his past relationships, he has shared with me that they have left him for the ex. When I put my ex up out of here, it was over. That was him that couldn't let go. And I'm still trying to reassure this guy here that I don't want him. It's not me. And when it's over with me, it's over. So
what
it's
ice
like,
a hot take on it?
I think
hot take.
I think you were on the right track when you talked about control freak. Whatever the situation is, even if the ex had been popping up, if a man, I think this, is secure and he has his esteem in the right place and he's a strong man, and no matter how many women left him for the ex, if he is where he needs to be, mentally, emotionally, et cetera, spiritually, then that's not going to be a problem for him, because he's going to know his action is right in terms of what you all's relationship is after a year, being probably in the age group that you are. And so you might be looking at, I think, a little bit of insecurity, period. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. I think any person that's healthy and whole and together, I don't think are going there. That's number one. Number two, I would like to share that sometimes when people are feeling real insecure and afraid they're going to lose you, they're out doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And that's, I was married to one of those at one time. And I wasn't doing anything, but I was always, well, I can't hear. It's always scraping and scrapping.
Yes, I was just about to say I'm hearing some rattling or something.
Okay, so anyway, I'm saying maybe it's even something like that. One really never knows. Only the two people that are dealing with each other really, really know if they're honest with themselves and they talk to each other. But it sounds like a great relationship, and that you should salvage it and find out actually what it is, and then redirect that. That's what my take is on Miss Marie's situation. But I did want to talk about aphrodisiacs when we move to that stage again and add the top 10. And then I also wanted to talk about the size of the penises.
go ahead, Icy Hot. Go ahead, because we don't look.
We can get somebody else.
I ain't trying to take over the show. I'm just ready because, look, we ain't got but 20 minutes on our great show tonight.
Oh.
Yes. So go ahead, Icy Hot. What do you have for us? Well, Miss Marie, what do you think about that? Let's see if Miss Marie is feeling okay with some of these suggestions. And Aja, did you have any more input that you would like to share?
Yeah,
King B.
Yeah, I wanted to give my opinion too on it, because it could be all of those things which would lead to what Mother Hattie said was insecurity, regardless of the fact that he had relationships where they left him, you know, for the previous person, or he could have had some insecurity problems as a child. You know, it may not even have to do with the relationship. It just he just feels insecure. But
maybe
it all boils down to either insecurity or control. And usually, when a person wants to control you, it's because they themselves are insecure.
That's right. That's right. And
you know, they themselves are insecure.
Right.
You know, so they feel out of control themselves. So if they find someone that they, and not to say that this is your person, but I'm just saying how control and insecurity work hand in hand. If they find someone that they feel is compliant, you know, sort of soft, sweet, passive like, that they can control, they may not be controlling them in sort of a bully kind of way, but another kind of softer way, like, I really miss you when you're gone. You know, do you have to go? You know, that is controlling. You know, how long you think you're going to be? Well, call me when you get there, okay? Okay, I thought you were coming straight home. You know, that's controlling. And it would make a person feel like, oh, I just don't think he trusts me. I just feel bad for him. I love him. I'm trying to show him that I love him, but I just can't seem to, he doesn't get it. No, he gets it. He gets it, but that could be a way of him maintaining control of you, your whereabouts, so he can know where you are all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I can understand.
Not only a control, but manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And the added
I can't easily be manipulated, and I definitely can't be controlled, and I know that's what a problem could be. And I know he likes a challenge. And questioning me and all that stuff, that's, you know what, go right ahead. But it's a point in time when, you know what, I'm going to stop answering the phone and I'm not going to be doing nothing because it's irritating. And then I'm going to let him know, you know, I'm not the one, you can't control me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're bugging. You know what I'm saying? You got to trust me. You
right.
know? It's just that simple.
Right.
You know, really.
That can ruin a relationship. It can ruin a relationship. If there's no trust, there's
it's
no
really
trust. What can you build?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to say possibility, but just put it in the back burner. One could be psychologically imbalanced, and that if they are a control freak and want to keep you under their thumbnail, there's a very serious diabolical situation that you always got to be very careful about when you go to sleep. Is this person thinking in terms of putting something in your drink or putting something in your food? No, but I'm saying that there are men who are control freaks. To what degree do they stop being controlling you? Because if he can accept the fact that you're not going to go along with his domineering ways.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is he going to do to make you submissive?
No, it's what she's going to do. She's going to get the heck up out of the whole situation because she seems
she's pretty aware and
you know, uncontrolling type. Okay, you know.
All right. Well, keep very clear, sister, that don't go so far off the coast and your boat doesn't have enough power in your engine to get back to the shore. You go so far out from shore, and just keep your eyes, say, all eyes, closed eyes, and not sleep. I mean, there are things that you might want to watch very careful before you go to the hot sheets. It might seem good on the horizontal level, but when that man is in the vertical level, there are signs that would say to you, "Don't let." There's an old Caribbean saying, "Don't let your heart rule your head."
Very well put. Guys, yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you did. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I did. My kids were wonderful.
Birthday.
Thank you. Everybody was wonderful. I had a lot of shout-outs. And today, I don't drink. And he drinks sometime. And he wanted to throw me a little party and in my house. And I don't allow drinking in here. And that was another problem because I just wasn't feeling it, and so he wants to use, want to be with somebody else and all this. I said, you know what?
What?
He went all the way.
Okay, so I'm like a manipulator.
Yeah, but you know where I'm at right now? I'm in my home, in my bed, peacefully.
You want to send on a guilt trip.
But it wouldn't work. I'm not going to make myself feel inadequate to make nobody feel good. I'm not going to get outside of my body. I just can't do it.
Now, you always
want to make sure that you are secure when you are not around him. I pray that there is an alternate sponsor that you can rely on in case he wants to get more controlling of you.
I have four grown boys, and believe me, they're very protective.
Is one of them living with you or nearby?
No,
you?
By the grace of God, I was blessed with a house. I own a house, and so I'm in here just with me and my kids, my two girls, and it's just
all
peaceful,
right.
And I can't. I got an alarm system, and, you know, he's not a violent
person. That's great
that
y'all don't live together. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm secure. I'm very secure. He better be more worried about me than my sons.
Well, I just know that men who think they can control their women, they have issues, that there's a lot of pathology that you got to be very, very careful of, because they do not get better. As they get older, they get worse.
That's sad.
And it is clear that I'm 69 years old, and I know that there's enough experience that I've had dealing with the crisis of men in the locker room before I retired, in the locker room talk, and how these brothers want to control their women, and how they feel nothing wrong striking them if they don't, if you think that she's too uppity. They're already using the Deep South during the days of pre-civil rights, too uppity, you know. And they have brothers who think nothing of controlling their women, and putting the, once she gets fearful and don't want to raise his wrath, now he knows he's got her. So you offer your man a challenge, because so far you have not succumbed to his desire to control you.
Well, men will control women who can be controlled.
A woman who has a low self esteem.
Exactly.
Now
they target those women.
Yeah, exactly. And see, he feels out a woman that he knows she fit the characteristics of one that is into low self esteem, has not an assurance that she is positive of herself to feel good about herself. So he's saying that you do feel good about yourself, that you do, that you are aware of his controlling mechanism. So you're going to have to weigh the good against the bad. Above all, is he a good person? Do you think that you can tolerate his antics? Do you see him, especially if he's a drinker, does he become another person, a different person under the influence?
He can't pass alone. He keeps bringing up the plants, and you can't keep going backwards to, you know, because you can't never end up, you know, where you should be. You know what I'm saying? You can't go forward if you keep going backwards.
Yeah.
And I think, too, because of my accomplishments, by the grace of God, and we're on kind of like different levels, he might feel a little bit inferior. You know what I mean? I got what I want by the grace of God. You know what I'm saying? And I got this way by working hard and saving. And he's not there yet.
See, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
He's feeling some kind of way about that.
There's red flag downs
all over the place, sister.
I've seen about three or four red flags.
we have to talk more about him. I want Mother Hattie to come in and give her final comments on, I think it was penis size, and what the aphrodisiacs. And Ms. Marie, we'll pick back up on this because this is very interesting.
Yes, it is.
To keep us, you have to, like, let us know what's going on because, I see a couple of red flags. And it could just be, you know, maybe a little something, but.
If he drinks, is it really worth it?
And then is it worth it? Why even put yourself through all of that? Look, to me, relationships about enhancing your life.
I gotta differentiate the sex from this bullshit.
Right. And what?
From this bullshit. He's good in the bed. He's good.
Okay. The sex is good.
Well,
and now see, now that may make you want to hold on to him. But look at it like this. It is okay to just have him as a sex partner and let his ass know, you are going to be just be my sex partner because, look, I'm not getting ready to be dealing with all of that drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we can have sex, and that's it. And what I do is what I do. Don't be asking me all these questions
Wait a minute now, Sherry. Wait a minute now. Each time he has a bout with alcohol, it destroys never to be repaired, the brain cells. If you go to AA, they'll tell you, when one has a bout with alcohol, it controls, there are many brain cells that are now being destroyed forever. So now his irrational thinking becomes much more enhanced. So if you enjoy the sex, that might be good, but in his mind, if you enjoy the sex, then you enjoy his antics. And when you are not enjoying his antics, then he feels, well, you got somebody else in mind, and you've been fooling me along the way. And all the time. So be very, very careful, because he has these...
You can find somebody with some good willy whacker, or whatever it is that Delta call it, or linger. You can find somebody that can give you some good stuff anywhere, Miss Marie. I'll send you somebody. If you want somebody that can...
Yeah, take a break. Take a break.
I don't want to get into another relationship. I got to cleanse myself of this one.
You really do.
Exactly. You really do.
You need to release all that energy.
You certainly do.
That's one mistake that he brings.
One more thing before we leave this,
I want you to consider that you may not have considered. I noticed that you said you don't drink. I noticed that you said he drinks quite, you know, more than normal. Do you know that all of those fluids are getting into?
Okay.
Hmm? Those fluids are entering your body. The fluids.
Are you serious?
Yes,
ma'am.
And it's even coming through his pores. That's Have it. You ever just kind of smelled liquor on somebody? It's coming through their pores, not their mouth. It's coming through their pores.
What does he drink, Miss Marie?
Beer. He drinks beer maybe once or twice a week.
It's an alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm.
And, AA considered beer just as bad as taking gin, rum, brandy.
Alcohol is alcohol.
It will
It's the amount of consumption and the regularity of it.
Because I had a friend that was married to a beer drinker that was an alcoholic. So.
And it becomes a thing where if he feels he cannot get you to be submissive to his antics, and the more he keeps having these bouts with his drinking, he's going to think that he's not winning you over to see it his way. Be very mindful of...
He can't influence me. If that's what you're saying, he can't influence me. But I never thought of it like that.
Your body is your temple.
And whoever you're sexually involved with, you have to consider what their habits are, because they're intertwining with your habits.
It's just like when
I dated a guy, and I have never in my entire life had a ball. Never. I had a ball after a few months of dating him.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew, I said, it's toxins, because he had been a drug addict, and he said he was clean. He said he was clean. I found out later that he got back on. But that, whatever he was doing, sneaking, it was getting into my system. It was getting into my system. I almost had to go to the doctor. But luckily I had some golden seal, and I treated myself.
God bless you.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yes, it is. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you have to be careful.
Okay.
Very much so. You don't want a toxic twist.
Exactly.
Well, look, Aisha, how are you still there?
Oh yeah.
What did you have to share with us as we're concluding? So we'll have to pick back up on this. But you want to share something about penis size and what else?
It was the aspects of food, and if I could just add a few to Aisha had given some. And these are the top 10. Number one is honey. And these are all kinds of, what do you call it? It says these create a chemical reaction in the body that causes the body, the genitals of people to respond.
And the blood to rush to the genitals.
Yes, the number two, the number one is honey, number two is oysters, number three, garlic, four is fig, five. Yeah, I was surprised. I was just looking at number five is chocolate, number six is basil, seven is the banana, eight is avocado, nine almonds, and 10 is asparagus, according to these people. But then the other thing I was just going to share with quickly, the lady that said she had found a man that had a large penis, I don't think she found a large penis at all. I think she found either some drugs she liked or some alcohol that she liked. And I think that was what her whole thing was. And she tormented the man, the husband, because her deal is, I got to make him feel belittled because I done got hooked on something here and it ain't no penis. That's my her. And then I just wanted to briefly say that the size of a penis, all she's going to get is a hysterectomy if she's got this big, huge penis she's dealing with, because that's what happens. And if it's a small, let me tell you, you can work miracles with them, maybe even more so because you're not in all that pain probably. So that's all I wanted to say about the size of a penis. It's not the size of the ship, it's how they float the boat.
Float the boat then, baby. Just float on, float. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Icy Hot. Well, that's a great note to close up on. And so I think we'll have to pick back up on that next week because I have something I'd like to share with us. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in and listening.
You're welcome.
We will be back on Sunday evening at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Peace, namaste.
Peace and love. I'll talk to you later.
Namaste.